toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features you'll find there on the site, free. In fact, you get to control the content of freetalklive.com. You simply find something online that you think's interesting, submit it to the site at freetalklive.com as show prep, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. And again, you do that all, and it's all free, of course, over at freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE. Last night, the news broke, and I thought it was really exciting news that pop star sensation Kelly Clarkson came out in favor of Ron Paul on her Twitter Facebook feed. And, well, some people got pretty upset with her, and they said some very hateful things towards her on her Facebook page and in response and on Twitter as well. And, you know, that's always a tough thing to, you know, to face, is some pretty severe criticism and anger and hatred. It's never an easy thing to, you know, let that roll right off your back. I mean, I would think Kelly's probably used to it to some extent. And when you're in the public limelight, there's always, you know, you're always going to have haters.
Yeah, but what can one say about somebody who sings? You know, I mean, surely there'll be some...
You suck.
Right. You know, I mean, that's a little easier to...
I was told singing was stupid today.
Okay.
Well, from what I've heard, a lot of her fan base is a lot of people who want... I don't know where this whole thing about him being homosexual comes from, but she's got a lot of fans that are for gay rights, and so some of those fans who are for gay rights might be under the impression that Ron Paul wants to suppress gays.
Which is nonsense.
It's nonsensical. I don't know where they
right.
get it from.
And it's also not true that Ron Paul's a racist either, but of course this is what the haters are bringing out on her profile. And
they say it like it's a fact.
Right. Yeah, and it's not at all. And she points out, she says, "Man, my eyes have been opened to so much hate tonight. If y'all ever disagree with something I say, please don't feel the need to attack me. I'll listen to what you say and any articles or viewpoints you have when you say it with respect. Being hateful is not a healthy way to get people to see or hear you. I was raised to respect people and their decisions and beliefs, and I hope that you will..." She says, "I hope that you will grant me the same decency. If you don't agree with me, simply unfollow me. It's really that easy. I hope you don't, because I would love the chance to hear what you have to say. But if you're so blinded by hate, you can't seek peace and progress, then that is your unfortunate prerogative."
Nice.
And that was after, you know, receiving the outpouring of hatred. But also, you know, she got appreciation, too. In fact, in the news today, according to the Daily Mail at the UK, singer Kelly Clarkson's endorsement of Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul on Twitter on Thursday cost her some longtime fans, but those new ones are pushing her higher in the charts. In an apparent shedding of skin, perhaps even those who already had her album, Ms. Clarkson's loss of previous devotees gained her new ones as Dr. Paul's supporters pushed her album stronger. That's her new album, to number 14 on Amazon.com's best-selling list within 24 hours.
Wow.
At some point earlier today, it was at number 13, which is up 28 spots from her former rank at number 41. So before Thursday, before the tweet, she was at 41. Now she's at 13. And this isn't a, you know, brand new release. I mean, it's new-ish, but it's not like they just released this last week.
What's that feel like when you're certain of your opinion, like, you know, these people that called Ron Paul a racist? They're not saying it because they think they're wrong. They're not saying it to be vitriolic. They're saying it because they believe that that's so. What's it feel like when you are certain of your opinion like that? You express your opinion, you get on the Internet, because the Internet allows everybody with an opinion to express it in a loud fashion. You get on the internet, you express your opinion, and then it results as a backlash of exactly what you didn't want to have happen.
What probably happens is, well, they probably have these ideas and they think it's so, sure, the way you said, because they've heard it said by enough people that they've decided that this is what enough people think that I'm just going to take it for granted, mm-hmm, and assume it's true. And, you know, they don't think it's true because they've researched it or they've really looked into Ron Paul as a person or the things he says about, yeah, racism in the country. They don't look at that. So
they probably never even bothered. Like you said, they've just made a decision and that's it.
yeah, I'm sure seeing that her album sales have gone up, they might think, oh, well, I mean, maybe they're, what do the supporters have to say about him besides, I mean, I think it's important to not just be a broken record and say the same things about him over and over again, but...
Well, I think that the Compassion of Ron Paul video that came out with the black guy who and his white wife back in the 70s that he helped with the birth, the stillborn baby.
This is when they came into a hospital. No one would help them except for Ron Paul.
Right. And, you know, basically it was the guy intimates it's because it was a mixed marriage and he couldn't get anybody. I mean, his wife was.
This is a little town, you know, small, relatively low population area in Texas. Right. Where he worked.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could draw whatever conclusions you wish to draw from that, but the guy makes it seem like he couldn't get any help in a hospital for his wife who was giving birth, and that when he went to the desk enough times to get the nurse to help that she called the police and reported him as harassing her.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, then Dr. Paul steps in, takes care of the situation as best he can, and doesn't charge the guy. I mean, does that sound like a racist? I would think that once a person who believes that Ron Paul's a racist hears that video, that it might change some of their minds.
But they'd have to look at information and rather than
information out there that says that says to some people that Ron Paul's a racist. I mean, like he didn't support. He's against the Civil Rights Act of 1964 or whatever that thing is, which basically says that a business can't put up a sign and say no blacks or something like that. That portion of the Civil Rights Act is he has a problem with. And well,
I thought he was opposed to the whole thing.
I don't know everything about it, but that's the part that I understand.
Ron Paul's generally opposed to government to solve problems, so he, to the whatever the problem with racism was, his solution would be to abolish the Jim Crow laws. His solution would be to abolish the forced segregation that brought about the Civil Rights Act.
Right, and I can't speak to what society was like in the 60s. I wasn't here during that time, but I can speak to how things are now. If a business were to put up a sign, I mean, do we really still need this law, is what you have to ask yourself. If a business puts up a sign that says no blacks, how is that going to go for that business?
Indeed.
And also, let's point out that this law isn't, that somebody who's against this law isn't bigoted, because at that point it would enable a business, a black business, to put up a sign that says no whites, if that's what they wanted to do. That's not bigoted. That's just an opinion about how things should run.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here. One Amazon customer commented on Ms. Clarkson's album Stronger. I can't recall ever hearing Ms. Clarkson's music before, but I support her in an obvious assault on her character by the media for expressing her beliefs to her fans. And apparently there's a growing forum of mixed Dr. Paul, and is now Ms. Clarkson fans storming the album's page. Another customer wrote they just bought two to show their thanks to her. Our goal is to put Ms. Clarkson at number one in sales as a show of our love for her taking a stand and not letting anyone sway her love of Ron Paul, another customer wrote. So huge outpouring of support for Kelly Clarkson, where, she's come out, and good for her. And also, I guess Michelle Branch also came out in favor of Ron Paul. And I think what the best part about this is these sorts of things happening will cross Ron Paul over outside of the political sphere and into the pop culture sphere. Mm-hmm. And I really find that the most important part about all this, because the more people that are kind of in that bubble of pop culture where, they're just concerned with what's happening in pop culture and not so much, politics or the issues that may actually be affecting them on a day-to-day basis, those people do exist. And this is a way for them to at least get some sort of a heads up to a politician that is not your typical fare, because there's a good reason to stick your head in the sand. I mean, why bother paying attention most years on presidential races? I mean, you're just talking about scumbags all over the place. I can see that's a very distasteful thing to spend any time on whatsoever, and I'd rather be doing other things myself. So I don't blame anyone for not paying attention to these politicians. But this may be a way for them to get a heads up, if you will, to who Ron Paul is. Give them the chance to connect and learn more. And I think that's pretty valuable. So thanks to Kelly Clarkson. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want to control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Snickers, from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program, and you can see that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to be on the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Ruger's new SR-40C is a compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol. It's one of the slimmest, most ergonomic full-sized 40 calibers on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame that are used in so many of the great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or an alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. It's Ruger.com.
All right, so our toll-free number, 855-453 to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Mark. What's up, guys?
Todd, Allie's on the show here tonight as well. What's on your mind?
Hey.
Hey. Just wanted to let you guys know that I've been monitoring the whole blowback, supposedly, against Kelly Clarkson regarding her support for Ron Paul, and the same with Michelle Branch. And I ended up buying their CDs as a show of the support on iTunes. So it's like $13 on there if you get it. But it's but anyway.
Does it show you what the current rank is when you go and you look at it? Because it says here in this article from the Daily Mail that she was number 15 on iTunes, number 14 on Amazon. And that was probably earlier
going
today.
Up really, really quickly. I haven't checked it yet, but the last time I looked, it's shooting through the roof, guys. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this.
So what else did you want to share tonight, Ton?
The whole ludicrous charge about, you know, Ron Paul and the racist newsletter situation. And, yeah, okay, so that Ron Paul, you know, had his name licensed out to the writers who were behind the content of those issues, but we're talking about over 20 years ago, almost 30 years ago, and it's old news, it's old hat. I don't even know why they're trying to use.
Well, but it's not old hat to the people that have never heard about it, right? I mean, like, we heard about it a few years back for the first time during his first campaign.
But this is the third time they're bringing it up again. That's the problem.
It's what they got. And, you know, I mean, if somebody hasn't heard it, I think it's something that people should hear. And I feel like he could handle the situation. He could have, you know, he still has an opportunity to handle the situation better by coming out and instead of saying. Hold on, what?
I think he already has. I think he has addressed this. He has disavowed this.
But you didn't let Mark finish.
Right. What I'm saying, Todd, is that, you know, like, here's how you take care of this. You start a PR campaign that, you know, shows that he is not a racist, and, you know, the Compassion for Ron Paul video, Compassion of Ron Paul video is a great way to do it. And secondly, you say, okay, here's what I know, here's when I knew it. And he said that he doesn't know who wrote this stuff. Well, he may not know who wrote it, but he knows who wrote it. And he needs to say those things, and he hasn't said those things. I mean, maybe it won't matter, but it seems to me that he's allowing whatever loyalty he has for whomever knows this information to cloud the situation.
Well, some would say that it was, and I think this was alluded to by the gang at Reason magazine a few years ago, that Lou Rockwell was the writer behind it.
Those are the rumors I've heard, which would be sad if it were true. And Todd, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it at 855-453, as Lou Rockwell is the editor of probably the most popular liberty-oriented blog on the internet, LouRockwell.com.
If it's so, then, you know, Lou can come out and say what it was. If that's the case, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to propose to know. He can come out and say what it was for him. Was it a strategy? Because I've heard this, you know, and let's be clear, the Republicans had what, the Southern strategy, I think it was, during the Reagan election in 1980. I'm no expert in these areas, but you know, this was essentially it's by no means new for people to appeal to bigots in order to, you know, win elections. So if that's what the strategy was, hey, say what the strategy was. It was a bad idea. We're sorry.
I've never heard the rumor that Lou Rockwell wrote those newsletters. But
now you have.
Well, I wouldn't say it because it's just a rumor. And so, I mean, right. You know, Todd alluded to it, and I'm not going to pretend like I haven't heard it.
I don't know his and Ron Paul's history, but weren't those when he was in Texas sort of like, you know, it wasn't
between
like a big deal.
Yeah,
it was like where he wasn't, you know, it wasn't like when he was running for president at any point. It was just like sort of his little newsletter, like cute little, you know, like he does now. He sends people recipe cards from his family cookbook. But this is like obviously sort of a politically charged newsletter. But I just why would Lou Rockwell even be part of that? I don't know.
Well, so I can answer that. I heard another rumor, that Lou Rockwell was the ghostwriter behind Ron Paul's last campaign book. Now, I don't remember what that book was called, like The Revolution or something like that, I think.
Maybe.
But it was the Ron Paul campaign book from the year 2008. And rumor has it that Ron Paul didn't write any of it, that it was Lou Rockwell that wrote it, and Ron Paul put his name on it. I mean, that's essentially what a ghostwriter is. And so I don't know if that's a true claim or not, but, you know, we've had both Ron Paul and Lou Rockwell on this program in the past. Ron Paul's handlers will not allow him on this program. They'll let him on Hannity. They'll let him on, you know, Jerry Doyle, I think, who came out and endorsed
Alex
him.
Jones, certainly.
Alex Jones
been on that
has had
show
him
many
multiple
times.
So we appear to be blacklisted for some reason, and maybe it's because we're the kind of folks that are going to ask Ron Paul a question like that. We're going to, you know, ask him a tough question here and there. But it's still mostly going to be a friendly interview because
right.
We like Ron Paul.
We agree with 90-plus percent of the things he says.
So there's that, and we've had Lou Rockwell on the show as well. He came actually up to the Keene area and sat in the studio with us at one time. He seemed like a very nice guy. Obviously, a racist could seem like a nice person. So I'd like to get Lou on, and maybe he could clear this. Like, maybe we can't get Ron on to ask him directly. Maybe we could try to get Lou on so he can finally clear the air on this. It's a vicious rumor. If it's, you know, if it's not true, it's a terrible rumor.
Indeed.
So 1-855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Lou Rockwell, being a fairly prominent individual within the Liberty Movement, likely has his enemies within, you know, the movement, or his, you know, haters, who are likely to place information or misinformation like that out there for, you know, for people to consume. So at this point, we don't know for sure who is behind these alleged who made these statements in the newsletter. 1-855-450-FREE, but I do agree that it does need to come out. It definitely needs to come out.
But as far as we know, it's just a rumor.
That's correct.
About Lou Rockwell, right?
I think that's the best way to handle it. Does it need to, quote unquote? I don't know the answer. Now, look, Barack Obama got elected president of the United States with that situation, the Jeremiah Wright, sitting in the church and listening to him.
Now, was this a racist pastor or something like that? What's his deal?
I'm not going to make any statement calling him racist. I mean, he certainly said some things that were that they kept on repeating over and over again. The GD America, damning America, and that kind of thing.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, a nude run to McDonald's results in charges in Illinois. We'll share that with you, and an update on North Korea as well. Whatever's on your mind goes. Free Talk Live.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired? Out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find we've got features there, and we give them to you. Those features include news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can just go and visit news.freetalklive.com, sign up for email updates there, Twitter, Facebook as well, whatever works best for you, whatever's most convenient, news.freetalklive.com.
The Freedom Engineers are a cadre of coders, creatives, and anarcho-capitalist nerds from around the unfree world who are, as I speak, collaborating on the technology and enterprises that will build the free future. Join an inspired team that's 50 strong already. Get the help you need to complete your radical idea, or jump in and lend a hand with exciting projects already in motion. Go to freedomengineering.org and join the team by signing up for their free newsletter. It's freedomengineering.org. It's time to build the future.
All right. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. By the way, update on the Kelly Clarkson situation. I did manage to find how to look at the list of top sales over at Amazon. Just Googled the Amazon sales chart. It was the second choice for the music top list. And she is currently, as we speak, at number 6. So when we started the show, we hadn't checked. It was earlier in the day that she had been bumped up 28 spots from the 40s all the way up to spot number 14 on, 15 or 14 or 15, between whether you look at iTunes or Amazon. It was pretty much where she was today. But now she's at number 6, and it says here that, she's been moving up the charts pretty rapidly thanks to the support of people that like Ron Paul. And she, I mean, how long it's been down in the 40s, I don't know. I don't see an overtime kind of listing here, but I feel like this album has been out for a little while. We'll probably find out what the release date is if we dig in a little deeper. But this is a huge spike in sales for Kelly Clarkson.
I'm reading the Fox News story on this situation here where she sends out the tweet and gets some bad results. And, you know, they're being fair and balanced, as I suppose they can be in this. But it's interesting. Some of these responses, two of them I see here that they have in the story, they don't really say why people don't like that she likes Ron Paul. They just say, ugh. You know, they don't really,
right. Because some people don't like Ron Paul.
Right. So it's like picking your favorite baseball team kind of thing. Oh, you like the Mariners? Well, I like the whatever, so I'm not going to buy your album. What? I mean, it brings into sharp focus that politics is violence. It's a threat of violence because it... you know, when you're hoping for one president over another, essentially people have core issues that these candidates will differ on, and you're gonna, if one of those candidates gets in, they feel the threat that core issue is gonna be shoved, the opposite of what they hope for is gonna be shoved down their throat. So it's a threat. So if it's you know, say the issue is cap and trade, which by the way at this point I believe you know, Newt Gingrich supported cap and trade, as did of course Obama. And I don't trust Mitt Romney not to support it either, frankly, with his Romney Care thing in Massachusetts. But, and so Ron Paul, to me, would be the choice on that. So if you don't like cap and trade, and this other candidate wants cap and trade, then it's a threat. You're going to have these tax, you know, your bills are going to go up as a result.
Or if you love military interventionism, and Ron Paul's going to pull the military home from around the world, then that's a threat against your current program.
Well, my husband, who's a colonel, won't make full brigadier general because, you know, people get promoted during wartime. They don't get promoted, you know, when there's military, promotions happen much more quickly in war.
Well, I think the elections are, because if it's just about violence, if the election's all about violence, then most people, any rational person, is going to want less threat of violence. But I think it's also about fear and control, because, you know, I don't understand why anyone would dislike Ron Paul's views if they didn't have some sort of fear of not being controlled.
Well, I think you were there last night when we watched some of this video of, we were at the Activity Center here in Keene, and there was this video of Michelle Bachmann being interviewed, where she's the one who's kind of getting the hot plate interview from Wolf Blitzer on CNN,
yeah,
as opposed to Ron Paul, about, you know, well, would you support Ron Paul if he were, you know, the nominee? There's no chance he'll be the nominee. I, Michelle Bachmann, shall be the nominee. There's no chance.
Yeah.
Ron Paul.
And she didn't cement that whole idea that she's a little nutty. You're like, you know, with that thing, right? Because it was just so funny. She wouldn't answer the question.
Yeah, of course.
And the definition of crazy is that you live in a world that is different than, significantly different than the rest of the people's world. She lives in a world, or at least was stating that she lives in a world where she's going to be the nominee for president. And... ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't look like the world that I'm in.
She also just kind of looks crazy. I don't know. Does she do a bunch of plastic surgery to her face? Because she's got that scary kind of eye.
Yeah, like plastic face.
Yeah, she's got that scary look.
That's not Michelle Bachmann. Who's plastic face?
I felt like Michelle Bachmann had the plastic.
Mitt Romney?
No, I don't know.
Romney?
Oh, he definitely looks like that, too,
plastic
for a guy. So, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Again, actually... according to Wikipedia, Kelly Clarkson, her latest album, Stronger, is her fifth album, and it was released on October 24th. So this album has already been released. It likely peaked shortly after its release, as most music does. And now, you know, it had gone down into the 40s. She says one thing on her Twitter about supporting Ron Paul, or I guess she followed it up with a couple more tweets. But she tweets out about Ron Paul, and all of a sudden she's number 6
Kablooey.
On the charts.
Yeah.
We'll check again before the end of the show to see if she's moved up by then, because I mean the word's just spreading among the Ron Paul community. It's going out on the blogs.
I'm just waiting for the rest of the artists to be. I love Ron Paul too.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
And
if that
Ron Paul
happening.
Has it's hilarious. So, excuse me. And the Ron Paul people tend to be the kind that they're not going to be happy with 6th.
Oh, no, absolutely not. They're
going to be like,
keep going.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be number 1, and it's going to double number 2.
Well, I mean, you think about it. These people, they can raise $4 million in like 2 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, to push an album up to the top of a sales chart isn't going to take a fraction of that.
And folks know just what Ali has said, that if, you know, look, if you want celebrity endorsements are important for whatever stupid reason out there, they are. People care about celebrity endorsements. If your favorite singer says they like a particular candidate, you're certainly going to take a stronger look at,
for
a lot of people are certainly going to take a stronger look at that candidate. It wouldn't matter to me, but, you know, whatever. And so therefore, if Kelly Clarkson gets support in this area, other artists will be incentivized incentivized to come out and say what they feel about Ron Paul.
Which is what Michelle Branch did last night.
Or be incentivized to change their opinion.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So that's the latest on that. I don't think there's too much more to say there. Galesburg, Illinois, however, in the Associated Press, reporting that two people are facing charges after pulling up to a McDonald's drive-thru completely nude.
Oh, dear.
19-year-old El Paso man and 21-year-old Galesburg woman were released from Knox County Jail after being ordered to appear in court to face public indecency charges. The WGIL out there reports that the duo was still in the McDonald's parking lot when officers arrived just before 2 a.m. on Wednesday. Police say the man was crouched over in the driver's seat trying to put on a pair of pants while his passenger was covering up in a blanket. They report the pair told it's kind of a chilly night to be out in the nude.
That's Texas.
Oh, no, this is Illinois.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
Galesburg, Illinois.
Where I got the idea of it was Texas. Go ahead.
WGIL, well, the gentleman is from El Paso.
Okay.
Now, that may be El Paso, Illinois. That's not made clear. But they were in Galesburg.
Gotcha.
So WGIL reports that the pair told officers the late-night fast food run might not have been a great idea, but they both still thought it was funny.
It's a streaking, right? I mean,
yeah.
Essentially a streaking.
Well, they went through a drive-thru with no clothes on.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? I don't understand why people are so upset about nudity. What is the big issue with it?
I don't think that it's appropriate behavior. However, I don't think that the cops need to be involved in a nudity situation.
Not typical behavior, but who cares if you're naked going through the drive-thru at McDonald's? As long as you don't spill the coffee, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're worried about a lawsuit or something like that.
I don't know.
It sounds like the clerk took it as an offense against themselves, and that's because people tend to equate nudity with sex, and so therefore,
which is so weird to me.
Why not just refuse to give them their food?
Well, they could, but why would they do that? I mean, you at least want to satisfy your customer. Maybe they don't know who called the cops on them. Could have been another customer. Could have been anybody. 855-450-FREE. Maybe they're too afraid. We're coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect, lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you is Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. Speaking of Amazon, we've been talking about Kelly Clarkson's CD. Haven't mentioned this yet. Her new CD, by the way, number 6, up from the 40s on the Amazon charts right now at number 6. Stronger is what it's called, and Ron Paul fans have been going and buying this thing. That's why it's been shooting up the charts, because of Kelly Clarkson's support, public support for Ron Paul. Remember, if you want to go and pick up a copy of this, you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon links right there. You click into the Amazon that's right for your country, and you can place your order that way. So not only will you be able to support Kelly Clarkson for coming out in favor of Ron Paul, but you'll also get to support Free Talk Live, because when you buy through the Amazon links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So once again, get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com, and we'll continue to update you as the show goes on to maybe a number hour 3. We'll check back with Kelly Clarkson's CD just to see if it's gone up to number 5 or something like that within a couple hours. 855-450-FREE, that's the number here, Galesburg, Illinois, where a couple are facing charges of indecency, public so-called indecency, for being nude in their car in a drive-thru at McDonald's. And I just don't understand, and maybe somebody out there who's listening can help me understand, what's the big deal with people being nude in public? I think I know what it is. I would like to speculate, but if you can tell me, maybe, you know, it'd be great. I'd love to be enlightened here at 855-450-FREE. But what do you guys think? I mean, why are people so upset about somebody just being naked in public?
Because they immediately think of sex, and they're not ready for it, I guess. I don't know.
I think they consider it a threat of some sort, you know, in the way that they you know, like they're propositioning them. Their sex is in front of their face. It's like almost like a rape threat.
Wow, I never would have considered that. The way I would look at it would be what I heard when I was in a jail from some of the jail guards who were kind of talking about their observations of some of the activism that's happened around here. And once upon a time, there was something called Topless Tuesdays. It lasted about a week, maybe two. And it was, you know, people being topless in the park. There was also another incident with a young lady who walked down Main Street with her top off as well. She was arrested, turned loose, and the police actually apologized to her because what she did wasn't illegal. Now, she wasn't fully nude like these folks were in the car.
Just topless.
But the objection is still the same. And the objection is that, well, the children.
This was 2 o'clock in the morning.
True. At the McDonald's, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. But in the case with Keene, it was not. It was in the middle of the day. And so that's always the objection is, well, what about the children? This is bad somehow for children. And that's really the part that
my child runs around naked far more than I
right.
do. I can tell you that.
This is the silliest part about it, because the real objection is that I, as a parent, don't want to have a conversation with my child about nudity. Because as you say, nudity's just, it is what it is. We're all born that way, you know, we're all born in our birthday suit, and that's just how it is. We see ourselves
what you're wearing.
Throughout our whole lives. Nudity's pretty common in our lives because of that. So what's the big deal? It's because somebody has a hang-up on the issue of nudity. Maybe it's because, like you said, Ali, they equate it to sex, which, in my opinion, nudity isn't sexy. Most of the time it's not. And, you know, just nudity by itself is just a vision of a human being. That's just all that it is. If you want to apply sex to nudity, then there usually has to be something sexual going on with a nude person in order, in my opinion, for
right.
it to
and
be
nudity
sexual.
Is something I don't want to see. I've got, you know, I mean, that's, I'm sure these people, I feel similarly as these people do in this certain circumstance, but these people could have been wearing anything, and there's lots of things I don't want people to wear, and, you know, when I see them, you know, I mean, just all kinds of things. I mean, these people could have been wearing teabags and pasties, right? High heels, teabags and pasties, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't belong in them,
the
perhaps. Like a thong.
Oh.
Okay, I think so. I mean, maybe
sounds right.
That, yeah. And
Allie seems confused.
It would not be a particularly pleasant thing to see. However, it wouldn't have been then breaking the law. Why? You know, like so. You know, that to me doesn't hold water.
Well, I don't know whether it would break a law or not. I mean, who knows? Maybe the indecent exposure law is different in the middle of a city than it is on a beach or something like that. But either way, it seems to me that the real issue is parents not wanting to have a conversation with their children. Because nudity isn't going to hurt your kids. They've been naked before. They've been naked with their friends probably when they were really young. I remember going in the bathtub with, I think, a friend of mine at some point. I mean, I don't remember it. I've seen pictures at some point in my life of me being in the bathtub with, like, the kid across the street or something like that. And, you know, maybe my sister at one point as well, and I'm not even sure. So kids aren't bothered by it. In fact, kids wouldn't think anything of nudity if it weren't for adults imposing their beliefs on them. So if adults weren't, oh, shield your eyes, Johnny! If adults weren't doing things like that to their kids and telling them these stories about nudity and how it's bad, and you don't want anyone to see you like that, Johnny. This is bad, or whatever. And, you know, this is what warps children's minds when it comes to nudity.
I agree. You could make a child fearful of a lot of things, you know, just acting. I remember learning a psychology class about how fear of insects and, you know, a lot of people have fears of snakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All that's learned.
Really?
That people don't just, like, aren't just born and they just, oh, they're afraid of...
You don't have an instinct, like, get away from the snake? That's not it. You don't think there's an instinct there?
There might be like a, that's a weird colored animal. I don't know what that is, and it could be poisonous thing, but I wouldn't know because I was definitely brought up kind of, I guess I learned somehow that, like, you know, disgusting.
I guess I get what you're saying. If your snake has never bitten you, then you don't really know.
I think kids tend to default to fear in a lot of circumstances because they are smaller creatures than their parents. So therefore, if they see something, but I would agree that it's learned in the sense that you either, back up that behavior or you don't. I'm sure if Jack was not all fired interested in seeing the snake that I brought to show him at one point, I certainly wasn't showing any fear. But I'm not going to shove it in his face and go, look at it! Touch it! Demand! You know, I'm not going to do that because I think that's only going to create the complex, not fix it. I want him to live in a world where he's interested in exploring it.
Let's talk to Matthew, calling from Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and Mark.
Hey, Happy New Year.
What's on your mind, Matthew?
Well, I was going to talk about this nudity thing, and I think it's basically nothing more than a threat to their version of what is what reality is. It's a threat to their reality.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, I don't think we owe that to anyone to preserve their little pure vision of what life should be. I think
I tend to agree.
I think we're free people, and our job isn't to secure everyone's little sense of comfort in this type of way. But anyways, you guys,
I tend to agree with that. I think that. Before you go on, I tend to agree with that, and that's a point of disagreement sometimes between myself and other activists who believe that you should do nothing whatsoever to offend another human being in the process of doing your activism. And, of course, it's my position.
I don't think being naked while doing activism is particularly beneficial unless your activism is about being naked.
In some cases, that's exactly what it's about.
Some of us don't. That's the only way we can enjoy a nice hamburger.
A nice hamburger?
Naked. I'm just teasing.
That's funny.
But seriously, I mean, you know, maybe someone only likes fries with no shirt on. And who would I be to say that, you know, that they...
You sound like you'd make a fine neighbor, Matthew. That's the kind of attitude that that I appreciate. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
When you said the thing about eating a hamburger, for some reason it made me think about hygiene, and I wonder if hygiene has anything to do with it for a lot of people.
For why they wear clothes?
For why they're afraid of nude people.
Oh.
Okay, so I thought about the hygiene issue, ran through everything I know about sort of hygiene laws. You cannot run a business and be naked, so you can't have the naked girl hot dog cart, but you can't serve food.
You could. I mean,
not for long. Not?
I mean, it might hurt when you get some grease splashing
not
your way, but
for long. I'm talking about a legal aspect.
Oh, you're talking about from the government's perspective.
Didn't I say that?
Well, you said you can't. I mean, you can.
I think
someone might put you in a cage.
I'm looking at all the legal ramifications.
But in a
here.
Free world,
if I didn't make it clear that I was talking about what the government does, I'm talking about what the
you.
Government
you
does.
Made that clear.
Okay, shirt and shoes were required to go in a restaurant. They didn't go in a restaurant. Nobody was naked inside the McDonald's. No laws were broken here. Look, if they want to eat a contaminated burger because they were naked, and I'm not saying that being naked contaminates burgers, but somebody might choose to say that. I mean, certainly the human body has things that it discards over time. Some of them drip, some of them flake, and some of them just pop off. But, you know, yeah, I don't want any of those things in my burger. So I would, you know, I don't want somebody naked serving me my burger.
Right.
But these people were buying the burger, and they were outside of the restaurant when
sure.
they did it. That, as far as I'm concerned, they've done nothing wrong.
And the customer is always right. So
no, that's not true. But 855-450-FREE. You work in retail. You know that's not true. 855-450-3733. Want to hear your thoughts as well on this issue of nudity and why people are so hung up on it. You can take control here. Hour number two is on the way. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.